Stark, this is dictating on Joan Williams, J-O-A-N, Joan Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, Joan Williams. Date of birth is 4-19-1940. Date of visit is 6-16-26. Please make a copy for Dr. Erica O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. Erica, E-R-I-C-A. Dr. Erica O'Donnell, D-O. Dear Erica, thank you for sending Joan Williams for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of asthma and recent exacerbation, period. Next paragraph, physical illness. This is a 86-year-old lady with a past history of asthma. Had a recent episode of bronchitis. And increased episodes of wheezing. Has been treated with Symbicort and albuterol inhaler, period. The patient also was noted to have aortic valve stenosis, but no intervention was planned, period. She had a chest x-ray done on 3/11/26, which showed no acute cardiopulmonary process. Period. The patient has mild cough, no chest pains, the nice nausea, vomiting, and she has no fever, she chills. Next paragraph. Past history. Past history includes history of left breast lumpectomy for carcinoma and radiation therapy. She also had a left knee replacement surgery and has had a hysterectomy. She had kidney stones removed. And she was treated for hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and diabetes mellitus. Next paragraph. Allergies to codeine, morphine. Next paragraph. Habits of patient. Denies history of smoking, no alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Both parents died of heart disease. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had some weight loss and fatigue. And she has no glaucoma or cataracts. No urinary frequency. She has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. She has hoarseness and postnasal drip. She has shortness of breath and coughing spells and wheezing. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, but has diarrhea. There's no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain. She has palpitations and leg swelling, and no anxiety or depression. has easy bruising. So joint pains, muscle aches. Denied seizures. But has headaches and numbness of the extremities and memory loss. And has skin rash. Next, medless. Curate cardism 240 milligrams daily. Janumet XR 50-1000 milligrams BID. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Pioglitazone 45 milligrams daily. Symbicort inhaler 160 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Fosamax 70 milligrams weekly. Albuterol inhaler 2 puffs BRN. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly. Female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 130 over 70, pulse. Pulse 92, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 197, saturation 96. HEND announced panic, pupils reactive, sclera with clear throat is mild injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with few crackles at both lung bases. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, obese, dot, masses, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities. Decreased peripheral pulses. Mild varicosity. No calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus, no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions. No. Next paragraph, press number 1. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis. And number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, diabetes mellitus type 2. Number 4 is hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators and a CT chest with no contrast. CBC with differential IgE level. I advise to come in for a follow-up here approximately 6 weeks. She will continue using Symbicort inhaler, 2 puffs twice a day, and the Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. I will make an addendum report after our next visit. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Erica or Donald. O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. Sure.